Everyone, I am here with Christina Lopez from TikTok. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. So why don't you share what your username is and then we'll get into the questions for today.
Okay, my username is Xtina_Lopez.
And how many followers on TikTok do you have right now?
Okay, right now I have 43.9K.
And how long have you been on TikTok?
I've been on TikTok since November of 2019.
Quite some time pre-corona. What made you get on TikTok?
I've been on TikTok because I was in Christmas Carol. I am an actress and I studied musical theater, and so I was doing the show with a lot of kids because Christmas Carol has a lot of kids, and I always saw them like dancing or like doing stuff on their phone, and I'd be like, what, how do you guys all know this choreography? And how come I don't know it? And so then they're like, it's this app. It's called TikTok. You should totally get on it. And I was like, what? Okay. And so then I learned the Renegade. Like, they taught me the Renegade backstage. And then I got on TikTok and I had so much fun. So I just like fell in love. Yeah.
And what were your first few videos like on TikTok? Were they random? Like, did you not post for a while?
They were kind of random. Yeah. A lot of them were just dance videos of like things I saw, and then I also did a lot of like costume change videos where I would get with like the kids and we'd be in one costume and then we like jump and it'd be like a transition into like another costume. It had a lot to do with like Christmas Carol because that's where I was all the time.
At what point did you stop doing that and started to do like solo content, like just you?
Yeah, I did some solo content during that, but when I really started to get serious was when Corona hit and I was quarantined, and all of a sudden, like, there were no auditions and all my shows got canceled, and like, I wanted to still be creative and like still find an outlet for that. So I think like when quarantine happened, that's when I started like actually putting a lot of focus and effort into my TikTok videos.
And how would you describe what you post to someone who's never seen you before on TikTok?
Yeah, I post a lot of different stuff. I
obviously love amazing things.
Thank you. I love dancing, but I realized that dancing was really saturated on TikTok, so I tried to like do it differently. So I dance on my rollerblades, and I recently have been dancing underwater. So you're gonna see a lot of that, but I like fashion, so I do some fashion videos. I like singing, so there's like one or two singing videos on there. So yeah, kind of a mixed bag of a lot of different things.
So you sing, dance, roller skate, and swim. How long have you been doing all of those activities?
Singing and dancing I've been doing since I was like 3. Rollerblading, I mean, I didn't really pick it back up until quarantine started. I mean, I had rollerblades, but it was never something that like I did a lot. But then the gyms were closed, so I was, and I didn't want to run, so I was like, what can I do instead? So I picked up my rollerblades and I was like, oh, maybe I could dance on rollerblades. So that's pretty recent. And then just like swimming in my pool. I used to like swim competitively when I was in like middle school, but nothing super, it's not like a super serious thing either.
Yeah. I know you posted like a behind the scenes of how you do the roller skating and dancing. For people who haven't seen it, you want to explain how you film yourself and how you manage to do both at the same time?
Yeah. I have like a tripod that has a ring light on it, and I put it in the trunk of my mom's car. And then we have some bungee cords and we strap it down so it doesn't move. And then I tell her, like, depending on what dance I'm doing, how fast I think she needs to go in the car so that I don't catch up with her or I'm not, like, left in the dust. And then I put my phone, like, on the tripod, obviously, and I start the timer, usually, like, 10 seconds to give her a little head start. And then that's how we film them.
And how many times does it take you to do that? And if you have to go and restart the timer over, like, how does that work?
Oh, yeah. It depends. Sometimes we get lucky and I only do it once. But more often, there's like 2 or 3 trial runs because the speed or it just like looks weird or I can't figure out how to do something on blades or something like that. So maybe like 2 or 3 trial runs. And yeah, it takes a while because then I have to, if the timer's going and I realize she's not going fast enough or something, we have to stop. I like yell, I'm like, hey, stop for a second. And then I go restart it and then do it again.
Yeah.
I think my neighbors think I'm crazy, so that's cool.
Do you practice it before, like, you get her out there to start driving and recording? Or do you just go
Sometimes it involves a lot of, if it involves footwork, which almost never do, then I think that it's okay. I normally know the dances before we go out there, though.
it? Okay. And let's see, why, like, what made you think of combining those two, and why did you start posting that necessarily?
I remember one day I was blading and I was listening to music and I was just like having such a good time and I was like dancing and stuff. And then a TikTok song came on my Spotify and I just like started doing it really small and I was like, oh, wait a second. I can put these two together and maybe that would be like something that I can do on TikTok. So that's like what inspired it all.
And have you gotten any comments of people like commenting like that they like that they're surprised that you can do both at the same time?
Yeah, I've gotten a few comments of that. I was really focused on making that the thing that would make me go viral or something, but then the underwater kind of took over. But yes, I've gotten a lot of comments that have been like, dang, you can blade and dance.
So what was the first video that you posted that started to go viral on your account?
Oh, I think it was this one back when I wasn't serious about it at all. It was this video with my dad. That we did like this, the oh, na, like foot thing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
A handshake, kind of, but with your feet. That one got like 600,000 views, and that was like super exciting and very surprising. But then more recently, let me see.
When you posted that one, did your dad know it was going on TikTok, or did he think you were just filming it for fun?
No, he knew it was going on TikTok. He didn't know what TikTok was, but he knew it was going on there. And then I was like, we're viral. And he was like, okay. He did not know what it meant.
That's funny.
I'm trying to see what went viral more recently.
I know the one of the what would I wear in different shows that was going viral for you and right?
Yeah. That one was one of the more recent ones that was like the first more viral one. What would I wear in popular sitcoms? And then I also had one where I was eating a water bottle that kind of went viral too.
The popular sitcoms one, did you make that a series or did you just do the one video?
I kind of made that a series. I did a few different ones, like what would I wear as different boys I've liked? What would I wear in different Disney movies? Stuff like that. I love those. Those are so fun because I get to dig in my closet and find different outfits, and it's a blast. Oh, sorry. Just clicked on video.
Good.
Oh, and I did one with my dog.
Which one?
I dressed her up. What would I wear at different places with my dog?
Oh yeah, I think I did see that one. Let's see here. And then yeah, recently you said that you've been swimming underwater. Now, how similar to the blading ones, how do you film yourself underwater?
Yeah, well, the first one I tried, it was pretty ratchet looking. But I have a GoPro, and so I tried to film it on a GoPro. I just like had my mom like hold it underwater. She doesn't even like get in the pool, she just like holds it. But I didn't have any music, so I like listened to the music over and over and tried to remember the tempo and stuff. So then I would go down and just like do it off of memory. And that video didn't do so well. Also, it just like looked very bad. And then I was like, I wonder if there's like a waterproof phone case that I can use, and then I can just film myself on my phone, and that might be better. And so yeah, so I bought a waterproof phone case on Amazon, and now I use that to record. I just have my mom like hold it, like I said, the same as the GoPro, just like underwater. And surprisingly, you can hear it. So I just use TikTok. I put like 10-second timer and I can hear the music underwater. So that's like, it's a lot easier than a lot of people think, I think.
Yeah. So your phone being underwater in a case and then in the car, has your phone been damaged from trying to make TikToks at all?
It hasn't yet. One of the first water videos, I was a little scared because I didn't use a case because it said that like the iPhone 11 can withstand water. And I was like, oh, okay, let me just dunk my phone in the pool. Probably not the smartest thing. And so it was like acting a little wonky for a while, but I think we figured it out and it's okay.
Yeah. And let's see, you have a few videos that have reached 1 million views. Do you remember which one was your first video that got 1 million views?
Yeah, it was an underwater video.
And which one were you doing in that?
I was doing tap, tap, tap.
And I see you posted that 4 days ago. So how long did it take before it reached 1 million?
It reached 1 million like two days after it was posted.
And like, were your notifications on? Were you like freaking out? Like, were you expecting that?
Yeah, I was not expecting it at all. I was freaking out. And I posted, so I like reached 11K really fast from that video. And I posted like, thank you for an 11K. And right after I posted that, I had like 15K. And I was like, wait, what is happening? And so then I was like, okay, well, obviously I need to do more underwater videos now if I'm getting all these followers from an underwater video. And so then I posted the like worm challenge underwater. And that's the second one that also hit 1 million. And I've been so surprised and shocked the last like 4 days.
Yeah, so I'm looking through. So you posted that one 4 days ago. It now has 1.8 million views. Then 3 days ago, you posted the thank you for 11K. And then 2 days ago, your other video got a million views. It now has 1.5, and you now have 43,000. So you started in November, and then you reached 11K 3 days ago, and now you have 43K. How does that feel?
It feels crazy. I'm so excited. It feels like I've been so diligent, like working hard at it, and gotten frustrated a lot, and like, finally, I feel like things are happening and it's really exciting.
That's awesome. And do you go live on your account at all? Like, do you have like active people in your live streams, and what do you do and talk about on there?
Oh yeah. Well, you were actually the one that encouraged me to go live. So I have been doing that because of you, and it's been awesome. I have a lot of people that will like come back, and I recognize their usernames and their names, and mainly I just talk and hang out. One time I went live while I was recording one of my rollerblading videos, so that was cool. I kind of showed a little bit of behind the scenes. I was really scared of going live for a long time, but it's fun. It's not as scary as I thought.
I feel like, I don't know if you ever go live on Instagram, but I feel like it's easier to go live on TikTok than it is on Instagram because, I don't know, people are just nicer on TikTok.
I think so. And all your people are on Instagram, and so it's a little harder to be like, hi, what's up?
Yeah. And I'm curious, when and how did you come across my account on TikTok?
Yeah, you were on my For You page like 3 weeks ago. And I was like, oh, this is cool. I want to learn how to grow on TikTok. And so I clicked on your page and I found your Facebook. So then I went to the Facebook and like joined the group. And that's how I reached out to you and found you.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love hearing like how people come across me. Sometimes it's through my live stream. Sometimes it's through a video of mine. And so let's see here. Do you want to share more about like your background in dance and acting? I know we briefly talked about it earlier, but do you want to go more in depth about it?
Yeah, sure. I've been dancing and singing since I can remember. And then my freshman year of high school, I realized you can do them both at the same time in a musical. So I was like, this rocks. And I fell in love with theater just because I feel like it's really special. It's like a nice way to take 2 hours of someone's day and distract them and make them happy or change them in some way. Like, no one leaves the theater the same as they came in. And I think it's like such a beautiful thing. I miss it so much right now. So I decided to study it in college. And then I graduated 2 years ago in 2018. And ever since then, I've been so lucky to have worked a lot. So I've just been doing different shows kind of all around, mainly in Texas, like Houston, Austin, Dallas. I did a show in North Carolina. So yeah, it's kind of dancing and singing is kind of like my livelihood. So I love that I can also do that on TikTok.
Yeah. And with TikTok, like, do you mainly do like the trending dances, or do you do like your own dances or a combination of them?
Yeah, I mainly do the trending ones. I also like have a few friends on TikTok that if they post a dance, I'll try it out. I also find like if I see a dance that I like and it's not a trend, I'll try it too. I've done one of my own dances and I really want to choreograph another one. So, but I haven't really done that yet.
Have you like are your family members and like friends, do they follow you on TikTok? I know your mom kind of helps you out with some of the filming. Like, is she up to date with how your videos are doing?
Yeah, she loves following it, and we get really excited like watching this stuff grow. My friends do follow me, a lot of them do. I would say if I post about TikTok on like Instagram, I get a lot of questions because I feel like a lot of people don't know what it is, but a lot of my super close friends, especially this week, have been texting me like, what in the world? You're growing like crazy. And like, they're super excited. And yeah. I have some friends that make videos too, which is cool, but a lot of them more just watch TikToks and have fun that way.
That's awesome. And do you have, I know we're in the middle of July right now, so do you have like a certain like follower count goal or any certain type of goal that you'd want to reach by the end of 2020?
Oh, I haven't thought about this because my recent goal was 10K. I guess maybe 100K by the end of 2020. That would be really, really cool.
Yeah, you're halfway there. So, and what type of videos are you planning on posting soon?
Definitely more underwater stuff. A lot of people are asking for specific dances, so I'll probably do like a lot of different replies. Definitely the rollerblades for sure. I also have like some ideas for more fashion videos, so I want to try that. Yeah, those are the ones I have planned currently.
Yeah, I see you have a few requests. Someone said do the all about the cake one. That one did really well too. And then you got a few requests for Renegade.
Yeah.
Savage. when you pick a request, do you just pick like the most liked comment or one that you're interested in doing? How do you pick which ones you're going to do?
Recently, I've just been picking the one that's been commented the most. So I saw lots of Renegades and I saw lots of Savages and lots of Cake. So I was like, okay, those are the most asked for right now. I'll do those and then I'll see what else people want.
And is it hard to keep your eyes open underwater? Like, does that hurt?
I've got a lot of questions about that. That's why I started wearing sunglasses because I was like, people are too worried about my eyeballs. It doesn't hurt. We have a saltwater pool, so we don't have a lot of chlorine in there, so it doesn't hurt my eyes. And I have been doing that since I was little. I know that it's weird, apparently, coming from all those people that are very worried about my eyes. But it doesn't hurt, and it just feels kind of natural to open them under there. So, yeah. Also, I can kind of see the phone, and so that helps me stay in the frame.
Right. So you don't, like, move out of the way while you're in the middle of filming.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, even, like, if you don't have the sunglasses on and people are commenting about your eyes, that's just boosting the engagement on your videos.
That's true. And now I have people commenting about the sunglasses. So honestly,
I mean, people are going to say something regardless.
Yeah.
You, similar to the roller skating, do you normally get it done in one take, or does it take multiple times?
The underwater ones take multiple times because I'll find myself floating up, or or I run out of breath, or I get up and literally all you can see is my feet or something like that. So those take a little while to figure out where I need to be and how much breath I need to take in before dancing, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I didn't even think of that. Like, it couldn't, that would not be fun to try to breathe underwater for too long. What has been some of your favorite videos that you've posted?
I love any dance video that includes your feet. So a lot of the dance videos that I use the like clone effect. Do you know what I'm talking about with the three?
Yeah, where there's like three of you.
I love all those videos because they're normally like super fun and like hard hitting. One of my favorite videos was probably the What I Would Wear in Popular Sitcoms. So I was really excited about that one because I loved all the shows that I was dressing up as. So
what shows did you do for that?
I did That 70s Show. I did Full House. I did The Addams Family. And New Girl.
I love those shows.
Yeah.
So how do you balance the different types of content that you post? Like, do you do all swimming, all dancing, all roller skating, all fashion, or do you mix them up when you're posting them?
I try to mix them up, just so that people get a little taste of different things.
And do you follow any accounts that do similar things to you in terms of like underwater videos, roller skating videos?
Yeah, I follow lots of dancers. I follow some transitioners because I'm trying to learn how to do that. There's this one other guy that does underwater videos. Let me see if I can find his name. I follow him and I do edit him actually because I was like, oh my gosh, we both have done this before.
That
His
is
name
cool.
is Hunter Malsh. He also dances underwater.
That is cool. I can barely dance. I could not imagine doing it underwater. Let's see. Yeah, you also, that transition video that you did with the water one, that one did really well as well.
Yeah, I was surprised about that. I've never tried transitions before.
So what are a few things that you have done that have like contributed to your growth, if you would have to say in your words?
Yeah. Something that you told me was to like hook people in and by having text. So I've been trying to do that and to put text on like the beginning of my videos to make people to help people know what the video is about and grab people's attention. I think that has contributed a ton. Also just like staying consistent and making sure to post at least like 4 or 5 times a day, sometimes more than that. Just like making sure that content is always flowing. I think we talked about how like the more content that you have, the more you're going to be on the For You page. And so the more people are going to find you. So that... Also, like, making sure that I'm really bad about it, but asking for engagement. The few times I've done that, it's worked.
Yeah.
I'm bad about it because I feel like, I don't know, bad, but it does work. And so that has helped too.
So when you film your videos, are you filming them like all in the same day and then saving them to your drafts? Or are you filming them and then posting them as soon as you film them? Does that make, like, do you film them once and then post throughout the week, or do you film and then post right away?
I'm normally filming, I have a lot of time now, so I normally film every day, but I do save them to my drafts and like spread them out, either on different days or just like different times. I try to post either from like 10 to 1 or like 6 till night.
And you're posting, like you said, how many times per day roughly?
At least 4 to 5. Hopefully more than that, but at least 4 to 5.
Yeah. And, let's see, do you ever feel I mean, especially since recently in the past like week, you've had two videos hit a million. And do you ever feel like pressure when you're creating your content? Like, do you feel like your next video has to perform as well as the original, or not the original, but the previous one? Or are you kind of just going with the flow?
I feel like I'm kind of just going with the flow. I'm just like so amazed and thankful that those videos did well. Of course, I would love for my videos to do just as well, but I'm riding that wave still. I'm just like so happy. So just going with the flow.
Yeah. And before we wrap up, do you have any other, anything else that you'd like to say to anybody who's listening?
Yeah, I would say keep it up. There's going to be times that you get frustrated with TikTok, but the most important thing is to keep going, because you never know what video will get seen a lot, what video people will like. Like, things can happen so fast, especially I've learned the last few days, going from 10K to 44K now. Like, you just can't give up. You just got to keep going, keep pushing. Like, people are going to see your videos and it'll happen.
For sure. And for those of you that missed it, her username is xtina_lopez on TikTok. So make sure you guys go ahead and give her a follow. And it was so nice to speak to you today.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.